Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
There are two things that every man hopes, like deeply in his soul, he hopes that his wife just accepts these two things and embraces these two things. The first one is we just really hope that our wife embraces the strength of our ego, that we really do want a woman in our life who just thinks we are incredible and who is willing to say, I want you, I want to be around you, I love hearing you talk, I love watching you do whatever you do because you are just incredible. And the second thing is we hope they embrace a love for the frequency of sexual interaction. And like we don't mean to be so kind of irrational about it, but our body kind of screams out for us to be intimate with our wives on a regular basis, and we just long for our wife to say, you know what, I'm gonna value that also. Even though it's not naturally how I approach this, I'm going to value that. Because we feel like those are the two areas of our life that are really embarrassing for us, so they're hard to admit to.
Mm.
And if we can say to our wives, hey, when we don't have sex often enough, I just get weird. And I hate it that I get weird, but I just get weird. And when I don't think anybody's proud of me, I entertain doing dumb things. And if I can say that to you and you embrace it, I just long to be with you. But if I can't share those two things with you, I get frustrated.
And so just pause right there. So if the marriage is absent of those things for whatever reason, maybe a husband is overworking, he's not been sensitive to her needs, but he is not receiving affirmation, he's not accessibility with his wife, so to speak. And not only that, then she gets mad that he wants those things. You can sure see how the enemy would find an open door there to bring a significant
Oh, absolutely.
Point.
And men will do one of two things there. Either a man will do business with God and say, you know what, I'm going to serve my wife, I'm going to serve my family regardless of whether my needs get met. Or he will be mad at them all the time and he will be demanding of his wife.
Mm.
He's going to do one of the two.
Wow. So Pam, speak to the woman's side as far as how we approach it, how we view it, and maybe set a right perspective where we tend to maybe be wrong about it.
Well, we tell those who are even looking towards marriage, you know, as we're trying to explain the differences between men and women in the area of intimacy and sexuality, romance, is if you give a man your body, he will give you his heart. And
if you give a woman your heart, she will tend to give you her body.
And so that meets a different need. So we women, we want the heart of our guy. But to get to that, we need to be willing to share our body. And that's sometimes a disconnect, because what we really are looking for most women is a multi-layered intimacy. So it's not just an act, a physical act, but rather the emotion, the bonding, the spiritual level even. We love it multifaceted, many layered. That's really valuable to us. But God designed men so that it actually, the release that happens with intimacy builds their self-esteem. And so God wired us different for a reason, and it's a good thing.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.